his
mom. Oh, wow. Okay, gentlemen, we're continuing the Rambam Hilchos Isuri Mizbeach, Perek Aleph. We're in the middle of Halacha Yud Aleph. It's a very long halacha, so we had to break it in the middle. We're discussing the difference between an animal that was consecrated that had a permanent blemish versus one that had a blemish that was temporary.
Yeah.
So we started, the first scenario was an animal that had a permanent blemish that you should not have consecrated,
but you did
consecrate it, and what happens if it gives birth to a child, a calf or whatever, afterwards. We went through all those scenarios. So that was an animal that had a blemish before you consecrated it, and the main point was it never should have been brought as a korban.
To begin
and
with.
Remember, in the redemptive process, it only needs one step. Evaluation doesn't need to be stood up.
Right.
Because it could never have been a korban.
Period.
The next scenario, we're a little bit less than halfway through Yud Aleph, starting with words, Avol, Hamakdish Balas Mum Ovir. That's the little, almost the middle of Yud Aleph.
Right here.
11. A little, almost halfway there. Now we're going to do on the other hand. What if you have an animal of Olhamakdish Balas Mum Over? You made holy an animal that had a temporary blemish. That means it could still possibly be a korban because the blemish could go away.
Yeah.
Oh, or let's say it was Tamima. You sanctified an animal with no blemish, but not your fault, but Acher Shikdish, and after you sanctified it, Nolad Lamum Kavod. Then a permanent blemish came. Now, these two cases are animals that when you sanctify them, it's still possible for them to be brought as a korban. The one without a blemish, for sure. And the one with a temporary blemish, it could still just wait till it goes away. So it's in the game, as it were. Now, what happens? Im Mesa.
Oh,
if this
no.
animal with either one of these two situations dies, kodem. Now, what you should have done is try to
exchange it,
redeem them redeem if you it, can. Yeah. But what happened is the animal died first. Hmm. And you haven't redeemed it yet. So what do you got left now?
A dead animal.
A carcass. A carcass. Now, these animals, since they could be brought as korbanos, what two processes did you need to
stand it up and evaluate it?
Now, can you evaluate it when it's dead?
Yes.
Yes,
yes
can you
can.
Stand it up?
It's very difficult.
You cannot. So the only solution is tikover, you must bury it. Kishar hakodoshim hatamimim, like any other kachim that was initially tamim, and that should be stood up. Because it needs Hamod of Arocha to be stood up and then evaluated, but since it's dead, it ain't going to stand up.
That's for sure.
Kamosha, Baron, and Berachim, like we learned in Erech.
Okay,
that's scenario number one.
So
but now let's.
There's more to come here.
Okay, it doesn't matter that it has the blemish when it died because it wasn't good.
It doesn't matter. It was still possible for it to be brought as a korban. It wasn't out of the game yet. And when you sanctified, it could very well have been a korban. And we already said, if it could be a korban, then
it had the potential.
It
had the potential.
You have to stand it up.
There's a possibility.
But now we get to... now, what if, like this? How about this? Vim nishchata kodem shittibot. Let's say you shechted it instead of redeeming. It's not going to matter. When it's dead, it's dead. But wait a minute. You've shechted its head, but harezu niftes. You could still redeem it. Kol zman shibefar chesav is still jumping around. You shechted it, boom, 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 for a few moments. You could stand it up then. It's standing.
It's a very limited
time
frame.
That's good enough. Fast.
You got a limited
fast,
time frame
right
here.
Now. Right
how,
now.
How fast?
Now. It's still jumping.
You shechted it. You cut its neck and it's bleeding.
So va'acher kach
it's
as long as
frame,
it's
Howard.
Jumping, you could stand it up and evaluate it. And now the only thing you can do with this kind of an animal, once you redeem it, va'acher kach te'ochel, then you can eat it. Now, because you redeemed it. Now you can
burying,
eat. Yeah, of course. Now let's give another scenario in these
more
two cases, in
more
these
functional.
Two types of animals. Vimyolda, but what if it was pregnant and now it gave birth to a child after it got the blemish and it gave birth to a child, it didn't die now. Okay, it had a good animal and sanctified it, you know, and then it got a blemish.
When you sanctified it, it was pregnant already.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Now it got the blemish, or you made it holy when it had a temporary blemish, and you haven't gotten around doing anything yet, and it was pregnant or whatever, and it's giving birth to a kid. Okay, now, what do you do? Now, of course, you still got to redeem the mother. But what about the kid? Vimyolda, if it gave birth to a child and you haven't redeemed it yet, let's think about this for a minute. The child is born as what?
A korban.
But born as a sanctified item.
Yeah.
Because the mother was holy. Yeah. Was she redeemed yet?
No.
No. So everything inside this mother is holy.
Right.
Now you haven't redeemed it, now the kid's born. Now, the kid, we assume, doesn't have a blemish. We're going to assume it was born normal. So, it doesn't have a blemish. So, now, this is part of the animal that you sanctified for a korban.
It's part of a korban.
So, yikrav vlada. So, go bring the baby as a korban. There was nothing wrong with the mother in terms of inherently bringing as a korban. There's nothing wrong with that. Not like if the animal had a blemish before you made it holy. Well, then the mother instantly could never have been a korban. And what's inside of it couldn't be a korban. But this could have always been a korban. So now the baby inside, there's nothing wrong with the baby. So go bring the baby. It's a holy baby. So bring it as a korban. But what if, like this, what if nis'abra kodem shetipadeh? What if it got pregnant before you redeemed it? And the yolda achashinifta, but it was born after you redeemed it. Okay, it was pregnant, you redeemed it, and now the baby's born. Well, the mother that you redeemed, you could shecht it and eat it, right?
Yeah.
The baby that's born, now really, really mitzada din, you could shecht it and eat it.
Yeah,
but the Rambam says, havlad osur. The vlad is not allowed to be done. The ein and ifta is not redeemed. The commentaries explain why it's a derabbanan. It's a xeris derabbanan because they're afraid that maybe if you don't do that, people will raise them as many of them. You'll make flocks of them, and that would not be a problem. That would not be good. We don't want people to do that. And therefore, say it's usher. You can't use it.
I understand. How would you raise a flock of?
It was born. Now you can just raise it. Right?
So you can keep doing it and get
more. So what would be the problem
with
raising?
I'm not sure, but that's what the commentary says.
I know. I read that.
What does your commentary
too.
Say, Sam? It's a rabbanon. For some reason, we don't want them raising these animals. I'm not sure why, because if you redeem the mother, well, it could be like this. If you redeem the mother, all you can do is shecht the mother and eat it.
Yeah.
That should be the same law with the kid. But instead of that, he may raise the kids, and that you wouldn't be allowed to do. Remember, such an animal, you only can shecht it and eat it.
Yeah. It's too small to shecht.
So now you might say, oh, it's a little baby. I'll raise it and we'll have more kids and this and that. No, you only can shecht it and eat it. So therefore, the rabbis are concerned. So therefore, they say, usser, nothing, finished. You can't have it.
You might
wait a minute. But if that's the case, what happens? What do you do with it? So the answer is, well, if you know it's pregnant, man, don't be an idiot. And therefore, samuch of you before the mother is redeemed, there's something you can do. The baby that's inside, you know there's a baby there.
Yeah, you know it.
So when before it's redeemed, matfi sehavlad l'shem osav, you say, I declare that the baby in here is going to be a korban. And you can do that because right now the mother is holy. You haven't redeemed her yet. And you say, I want this baby to be a korban and it's not going to be redeemed. That you can say. Because lefisha ena yochel hakrivo mikachima, you can't bring it now just because the mother could have been a korban because you didn't initially say that the mother could be a korban, so it can't be as a korban. It's coming from a pushed off kedusha. So if you now say brand new for the first time, I want it to be the baby to be a korban. At least you could bring it as a korban.
It's a separate entity.
And at least you can get out, and you know it's pregnant, and if it's going to give birth, the rabbis threw a decree in already that you can't use it. So declare it to be for a korban, and that way you could use it as a korban. Okay.
So let's say you did
that,
and it doesn't give birth, or it gives birth as a defective animal.
It's
got a blemish. You can't give it to the korban now, and you already said something.
Then I don't know, because he
said,
but you got a problem.
Yeah, I know, but it's got a blemish.
But it's got a problem, and you can't be poited anymore.
You don't know if it's got a movement. You can't poit it, and you can't sacrifice it.
You're stuck.
Okay.
Yud Beis, last halacha over here. Now, here's just a general halacha about redeeming animals that were kodesh. How do you fetch the best? Now, remember, if you have an animal that was kodesh, you're going to redeem it. We're going to try to get the nicest price, won't we? Because the more money you get,
the more you can give
the nicer
apartment.
Apartment you get. That's on the one hand. The other hand, you want to treat it a little bit respectful, right? Now, what's more respectful, to redeem it in a less of a business-like way, or bring it to the marketplace with all the other cows?
Less of a business-like way.
Is
the idea to maximize the money?
No, it's the two separate concepts that are in conflict with each other.
Exactly.
There's the one concept, you want to get as much money as possible. But when you do that, you got to be a businessman, and business is not so spiritual. But if something's very spiritual, you want to kind of just push away the business part and just redeem it without all the business. So that's the two conflicts. So what weighs out? So generally speaking, you know what? More money is better for the Beis HaMikdash. Let's do that.
Rabbi Black came to see me today for this. Why? It was very
we'll
spiritual.
See a difference. What if we can't use it as a korban and it still needs to get redeemed, as we'll see shortly? Then we wouldn't try to get the most money because we're not getting money for the Beis HaMikdash. It'll all be explained. Kol psula hamikdash, and any animal that was supposed to be for korban that became posel, kishibud, and when you redeem it,
mutar
l'shochtam bashuk shel, but you can slaughter it in the, what do you call it, the butcher's market.
The butcher's market.
Ulamachrim shom, and sell it there. Velishkol, because you can't do anything else with it. Remember, you can't work it. You only can sell this meat, so sell this kosher meat. Velishkol b'sarim b'lich, and you weigh it on the scales. Why? Kishach, like any other mundane things, even though that itself is denigrating for the kachim, because you're treating it like regular meat. You would normally not do this for kachim.
No.
But we're going to explain in a minute why, because that way we'll fetch more money, and we'll get more for a korban. Which is not so, chutz, even though it's by kachim, except for two kinds. Mida b'chor, a firstborn animal that goes to who?
The kohen.
To the kohen, but it's kachim.
Yes.
Goes to kohen. Umina Meiser, the tenth animal you have, is holy, but it goes to the coin.
Yes.
What if they get a blemish? So you got a problem. Yeah. So, and if you're going to want to redeem it, you want to redeem it and get money for that. But who's going to get that money?
The coin.
The coin. So if the coin's getting the money, we don't care to get the highest price. Because when it's a korban,
we still care.
Right? If it's for a korban, when I get the highest price, so the new korban will be a good korban. But for the kohen, we're not gonna denigrate the kachim just so the kohen gets more money. Because usually the selling is done in the marketplace. When you sell in the marketplace, most of it you get more money.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. So shar hakadoshim, when you're doing other kadoshim, that the money goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. You take the money and buy another animal. We sell it in the marketplace like mundane meat because you can get the highest price and kachim will gain on it. But a bechor and the tenth animal. So money doesn't go to Hektish. It just goes to Kohanim. But they're eaten with their blemishes by the owner. Okay, Kemoshi's words explain. So Ein Shochtin Asov Ashuk Shel Tabachim. You don't slaughter it in the regular place.
The butcher's market.
Ein Mochus. You don't sell it there. You don't do that.
I would have thought it would have been the opposite, because here you're trying to. The Kohen is more less spiritual than the Beis HaMikdash in a sense, right?
It's still Kachim. It's Kachim. It's holy food. You have to treat it respectfully.
Yeah, but you're treating it more respectfully.
No, not when you sell it in the butcher's market. That's all the Lola. Everybody's there. That's not respectful.
Yeah, but you're doing that for the Beis HaMikdash.
If the Beis HaMikdash benefits from it, so that overrides the disrespect for the meat. That's holy.
Money talks.
But if the Kohen is...
the Kohen, it doesn't talk?
No, it doesn't. Because the Kohen is not... doesn't. We don't gain if the Kohen gets more. So we don't do that. And even further, what about this Bechor or this Meiser? Afilu hitvis Bechor, let's say he takes his Bechor after at the mum, and he says, you know what? I'm not going to give it. I'm going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen says I'm going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. So now let's try to fetch more money. Still ain't a nishko b'lit revelam yachai. Still you don't treat it in a mundane way. Because you only consecrate something that's totally yours. And it's not totally the Kohen's because he has certain restrictions on it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, certain restrictions, we don't consider it totally like the Beis HaMikdash. If the Kohen, he couldn't sell it since he can't sell it there. So therefore, he doesn't have
so restrictions. So where do they sell it?
They just do it privately.
So it's like eBay. They'll do it on
just
eBay
it privately. Yeah.
Why
just
can't the Kohen sell it?
He doesn't have the rights to do that. He's not able to do that. He's not able to mock. He doesn't have total ownership of it like a regular person does. He has limited ownership. Okay, we move now. We have time. Chapter 2, you're going to love it. Chapter 2 is going to deal with now the actual. We talked about mums, so let's talk about mums of animals.
Yes. Cows specifically.
Okay, mums of animals.
Pictures.
Now let's go back. How many blemishes do you remember that were the same type of blemish for a Kohen and for an animal, and they both make the Kohen unfit to serve, and the Kohen and the animal has a blemish? Remember what the number was? Was 50. Remember we had that number? We learned all 50 of those specific blemishes. That was category number A. Remember at category number A? That it renders, if it's the same blemish for a Kohen, or let's say for an animal, it renders the Kohen unfit to serve, and the animal can't be brought as a korban. So we had category A. We also had category B, which only was for a Kohen and not by an animal. Then we had the one of Maris Ayin, category C. Now we're going to come to category D in a moment. But first, Aleph. Any mum that was equally a disqualifier for a man, Kohen, or a behema, we already said, Chamishim, those are 50. We already counted them. So we're not going to repeat the 50 blemishes there. But now there's a category D, which is, these are blemishes that are commonly found by animals, but they just don't happen by people. We're going to call that category D. So what will happen? It's not going to happen to a person, so it's not going to be a problem for a Kohen. And, or even if it would, it's not going to be considered a blemish for a Kohen, but for an animal, it definitely is a blemish. So we'd like to talk about those. Bays. The Yesh Mumen Achim, this other Mumen, Miuchadim, that are specially designated by Behema, only apply to an animal. Venim Ru'uyim Lius Barim. They're not fit to be applied to a person because it's very rare to find this with human beings. And how many is this? Ve'esri Mushlo Shehemesh, 23. So in addition to the 50 that an animal and a person share, there's 23 more that the animal has. So that's a total of 73 is going to be for the animal. And the Eluhain, and these are those. So we're going to go a little bit quick.
It's almost close. 23 is like the Sanhedrin, the minor Sanhedrin. That's right. Cross, and 73 is close to the major Sanhedrin.
Okay. Wow. Good. Good mnemonic to remember. Now, number one, Imhaya Galgal Eina Ogo Keshel Adam. If its eyeball is not a cow eye, but it's round like a human being. Okay.
That would be good for a Kohen.
Human beings are more round eyeballs, and guess what? People are supposed to have round eyeballs. So that's blemish number one. Two, Eina Achas Gedola Keshel Egel. The first eye is as big as a calf. Vashnia kitana kishalavaz, but the second one's as small as a duck.
Duck, all right.
And that's not usually something it's going to find in a human being. You won't usually find that with a human being. That's number two. Aval im hoisa oizen gedoy oizen kitana. What if one ear was big and one ear was small? Afilu kitana ad kapol. Even the other ear was as small as a beanie. Kosher, it is kosher. Okay, three. Here's
that
a wild
the
one.
For the person.
That's the animal.
We're all animals now.
No,
animals.
Don't worry about your ears.
Three. Imiesh beloven ena. If in the white of the eyes of the animal, there's a yabelus, a wart in the white, sheyesh, the hair is coming out of the wart in the eye, which is not common to find.
No, that you're not going to find that.
That's number three. Number four. Imnikav haor shebein shnei chotme. If the cartilage between the two nostrils have a hole, but makom in an obvious place, okay, which is not, for some reason, although we did learn by Cohen, it's almost exactly the same. I don't know why he's not saying. I guess maybe the nose of an animal is different because the cartilage like kind of sticks out more. You know, usually here, the cartilage is in the nose, right? But by a cow, it's like really sticking out like that. So therefore, that's a little bit different. Human being doesn't even have it made that way. So if the hole goes between the cartilage, between the two nostrils, in a way that you could see it, that's number four.
So what happens if they have rings? A lot of those cows,
so that
things
would
have
be,
rings,
it
and
could,
that would
could
do that.
Be a problem, yes. 5. Piha doma l'shel chazir. Its mouth is like a piggy. And how is it like a piggy?
Ooh.
It's parus. Its upper jaw and lips overlaps the lower jaw and lips. Afal pi, even though she'ena mechudad kishaput, even though the lips aren't as pointed as a spit, not as pointy as a pig's, but it's still big. The upper jaw and lips overlap it. Now, by the cone, we only had jaws, but not with the lips. So that would make it puzzle. Gimel, number 6. Chiteha hachitzonos, its outer tonsils. I guess there's outer tonsils and inner tonsils. I'm not a doctor. The outer tonsils, shenikfu, either have a hole in it straight through, or shenikfu, or there's some missing in that. And that's going to be number 7. Nikfu is number 7. Afal pisha nishar mik, so I think there's a little bit left. Oh, or shenigmu, or they shriveled. Okay, the tonsils have shriveled. I'm sorry, 9. That's shenigmu. 9. If the inner tonsil has been ripped out, and how is that known? But I, that should be an inner one, you can't see it. How can you see it? You know why? Because when it opens its mouth, it shrinks back, and you're able to see it. You could see that they are missing. So those are the first 9. Okay, Dalit, number 10. If its horns are removed, and the tissue that the horn sits on. You know, it's almost the same thing as by an esrog, when the pitum comes off, but then there's a little part where the pitum sits on top of the esrog. That both got to be off. Not just the pitum, but the little tissue that's under there. So, yeah, right. So here too, it's not just the horn, but there's a little tissue that comes up that have to both be removed, imahem. There's nothing there. It's all just a smooth head. So that makes it possible if it's supposed to have horns. Aval nekeva sheishno karnayim, but a female who's not supposed to have horns, but if she has horns, kshera, then she's okay for some reason. All right? 11.
So if you went and got a shofar, then that could render the animal possible.
Could be. Unless you leave a little bit of the tissue.
It says if a male was born without horns, it's not considered.
Because nothing was removed. But
right.
It's like an esrog without a pitum. A yanav esrog that never had a pitum. Yeah, Same thing. 11. Im nifgam ha'or shechofes gid habahema. If the skin that covers the reproductive organ of the animal has been is missing some of the tissue there.
Are we talking about a foreskin here?
Whatever skin is over the
moils could tell you.
Whatever's there. 12. Im nifgama ha'er v'shel nekeva, or the private part of the female reproductive organ has been missing some of its tissue there. 13. Im nifgam hazanov min ha'etzem, if the tail has been blemished from the bone part of the tail, that's a problem. Avolomina perik, but not if from the joint is missing something. That is not a problem in the tail. 14. Im ha'isa rosh hazanov mafutzel shnayim, if the tip of the tail now goes into two sides, bishnab something with two bones. It's a two-ended tail with bones in the end. 15. If you have between the different joints of the tail, there's a space, melo etzba basar, the width of a thumb of meat is that much space, too much space between the joints. 16. Im hoya hazon of kotzer, if the tail was too short, vat kamen, how short is short?
Yeah.
Begedi, with a goat, it has chul yach, it only has one joint, that's too short, that's a mum. Shtaim, two joints, kosher. That's minimum amount, that's okay. Ubatle, but with a
sheep,
orech shtechulish, you have to have the length of two bones, even that, two joints, is a mum, is a blemish, but hoyser shows three, kosher is kosher. Okay, znav hagedi, now the tail of a goat, shoyser rach, if it's soft, umeduldo, and it loosely hangs, as sort of strong, Doim l'shel chazer, it looks like a piggy. That's not good. That's a piggy. It just hangs like that, so that's not good. Pig's ear, pigtail.
Pigtail.
Okay. 18. Im nishbar etzem bin hazon. What if one of the bones of the tail breaks? That's not good.
Oh, no.
Nishbar etzem mitzalos sav.
So if you fall in the
but
ice.
But if a bone like from its ribs, so that's kosher. Mipdei shem goes. It's not revealed. It's not in the open. You don't see it. Hey, 19. Let's just finish these last couple ones. Baal chamesh one. It has 5 feet. That's one
five
too many.
Feet.
20. Oein le'ela shosh one. 3 feet. One too little. 21. Im ha'isa achas meraglav. If one of the hind legs, v'yadav, or one of the four legs, parsasa agula, the hoof is
hook.
Round. Kishel chamor, like a donkey.
Or a horse.
Afal pishu who's stuka, who proves even though it's split, not good enough. If it's round, that's too much of a blemish. 22. If one of the forelegs or back legs is kluta, it's a closed hoof, kishel chamor, like a donkey. Vizen, this is what the Torah calls a kalut homeritor. That's no good. And 23. Im nigmamu telafeha, if its hoofs get shriveled, vizakrusum, and the fiber of them that it's on, the imoem, afal pisha nisha mizakrusum, even though a little bit of the fiber is there, karal of us are near the meat, still flesh, it's not kosher.
Oh.
And these are the 23 that render the animal not good. Okay, I guess we put...